Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Tuesday, November 30th, National Moose Day. The word moose means foam or froth and comes from the French roots of the food. The original mousse was made in the 18th century by French culinary experts. The sweet variety of mousse didn't come into existence until late in the 19th century. National Moose Day celebrates this fantastic dish and the artists who create it. You may love mousse, but have you ever wondered about its history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. A mousse is soft prepared food that incorporates air bubbles to give it a light and airy texture. It can range from light and fluffy to creamy and thick, depending on preparation techniques. A mousse may be sweet or savory. Sweet mousses are typically made with whipped egg whites, whipped cream, or both, and flavored with one or more of chocolate, coffee, caramel, pureed fruits, or various herbs and spices, such as mint or vanilla. In the case of some chocolate mousses, egg yolks are often stirred into melted chocolate to give the final product a richer mouthfeel. Mousses are also typically chilled before being served, which gives them a denser texture. Additionally, mousses are often frozen into silicone molds and unmolded to give the mousse a defined shape. Sweetened mousse is served as a dessert or used as an airy cake filling. It is sometimes stabilized with gelatin. Savory mousses can be meat, fish, shellfish, foie gras, cheese, or vegetables. Hot mousses often get their light texture from the addition of beaten egg whites. Various desserts consisting of whipped cream in pyramidal shapes with coffee, liqueurs, chocolate, fruits, and so on either in the mixture or poured on top were called crème en mousse, cream in a foam, crème mousseuse, foamy cream, mousse foam, and so on, as early as 1768. Modern mousses are a continuation of this tradition. Fish mousse with brown bread and butter was a popular meal of American cuisine and is still sometimes made as a party dip, although it's not as common as it was in the 1950s. Egg white is the clear liquid, also called the albumin or the glaire, contained within an egg. In chickens, it is formed from the layers of secretions of the anterior section of the hen's oviduct during the egg's passage. It forms around fertilized or unfertilized egg yolks. The primary natural purpose of egg white is to protect the yolk and provide additional nutrition for the embryo's growth when fertilized. Egg white consists primarily of about 90% water, into which about 10% proteins, including albumins, mucoproteins, and globulins, are dissolved. Unlike the yolk, which is high in lipids, fats, egg white contains almost no fat, and carbohydrate content is less than 1%. Egg whites contain about 56% of the protein in the egg. Egg white has many uses in food, for example, meringue, mousse, and many other uses, for example, in the preparation of vaccines, such as influenza. Egg white makes up around 2/3 of a chicken egg by weight. Water constitutes about 90% of this, with protein, trace minerals, fatty material, vitamins, and glucose contributing the remainder. A raw US large egg contains around 33 grams of egg white with 3.6 grams of protein, 0.24 grams of carbohydrate, and 55 milligrams of sodium. It contains no cholesterol, and the energy content is about 17 calories. Egg white is an alkaline solution and contains around 149 proteins. Ovalbumin is the most abundant protein in albumin. Classed as phosphoglycoprotein, during storage, it converts into S-ovalbumin, 5% at the time of laying, and can reach up to 80% after 6 months of cold storage. Ovalbumin in solution is heat resistant. The denaturation temperature is around 84 degrees Celsius, but it can be easily denatured by physical stresses. Canalbumin ovotransferon is a glycoprotein thathat can bind the bi- and trivalent metal cations into a complex and is more heat sensitive than ovalbumin. Its isoelectric pH, 6.5, can bind two cations and assume a red or yellow color. These metal complexes are more heat stable than the native state. Ovomucoid is the major allergen from egg white, and is a heat-resistant glycoprotein found to be a trypsin inhibitor. Lysozyme is a holoprotein that can lyse the wall of certain gram-positive bacteria, and is found at high levels in the chelicerous layer and the chelicerae, which anchor the yolk towards the middle of the egg. Ovomucin is a glycoprotein that may contribute to the gel-like structure of thick albumin. The amount of ovomucin in the thick albumin is 4 times as great as in the thin albumin. The physical stress of beating egg whites can create foam. Two types of physical stress are caused by beating them with a whisk. The first occurs as the whisk drags the liquid through itself, creating a force that unfolds the protein molecules. This process is called denaturation. The second stress comes from mixing air into the whites, which causes the proteins to come out of their natural state. These denatured proteins gather together where the air and water meet and create multiple bonds with the other unraveled proteins, and thus become a foam, holding the incorporated air in place because the proteins consist of amino acids. Some are hydrophilic, attracted to water, and some are hydrophobic, repelled by water. This process is called coagulation. They are classified in 3 stages when beating egg whites according to the peaks they form when the beater is lifted: soft, firm, and stiff peaks. Overbeaten eggs take on a dry appearance, and eventually collapse. Egg whites do not beat up correctly if they are exposed to any form of fat, such as cooking oils or the fats contained in egg yolk. Copper bowls have been used in France since the 18th century to stabilize egg foams. The copper in the bowl assists in creating a tighter bond in reactive sulfur items such as egg whites. The bond created is so tight that the sulfurs are prevented from reacting with any other material. A silver-plated bowl has the same result as the copper bowl, as will a pinch of powdered copper supplement from a health store used in a glass bowl. Drawbacks of the copper bowl include the expense of the bowl itself and that the bowls are difficult to keep clean. Copper contamination from the bowl is minimal, as a foam cup contains a tenth of a human's average daily intake level. Although egg whites are prized as a source of low-fat, high-protein nutrition, a small number of people cannot eat them. Egg allergy is more common among infants than adults, and most children will outgrow it by 5. Allergic reactions against egg white are more common than reactions against egg yolks. In addition to actual allergic reactions, some people experience a food intolerance to egg whites. Eggs are susceptible to salmonella contamination. Thorough cooking eliminates the direct threat, i.e., cooked egg whites that are solid and not runny, But cross-contamination remains if people handle contaminated eggs and then touch other foods or items in the kitchen, thus spreading the bacteria. In August 2010, the FDA ordered the recall of 380 million eggs because of possible salmonella contamination. Cooked eggs are a good source of biotin. However, daily consumption of raw egg whites for several months may result in biotin deficiency due to their avidin content, as the avidin tightly binds biotin and prevents its absorption. Egg white is a fining agent that can be used in the clarification and stabilization of the wine. Egg white can also be added to shaken cocktails to create a delicate froth. Some protein powders also use egg whites as a primary source of protein. The albumin from egg white was used as a binding agent in early photography during 1855-90, such prints were called albumin prints. In the 1750s, egg whites were believed to prevent swelling and were used for that purpose. To help soothe areas of skin that were afflicted, egg white mixed with Armenic bole could help restore the fibers. Egg whites are also used in bookbinding during the gilding process, referred to as glaire, and a book cover shine. Peppermint is a hybrid mint, a cross between watermint and spearmint. Indigenous to Europe and the Middle East, the plant is now widely spread and cultivated in many world regions. It is occasionally found in the wild with its parent species. Although the genus Mentha comprises more than 25 species, the one in most common use is peppermint. While Western peppermint is derived from Mentha piperita, Chinese peppermint, or boa, is derived from the fresh leaves of Mentha haplocalyx. Mentha piperita and Mentha haplocalyx are both recognized as plant sources of menthol and menthon and are among the oldest herbs used for culinary and medicinal products. Peppermint was first described in 1753 by Carl Linnaeus from specimens collected in England. He treated it as a species, but it is now universally agreed to be a hybrid. It is a herbaceous, rhizomatous perennial plant that grows to be 30 to 90 centimeters, 12 to 35 in, tall, with smooth stems, square in cross-section. The rhizomes are wide-spreading, fleshy, and bear fibrous roots. The leaves can be 4 to 9 centimeters long and 1.5 to 4 centimeters broad. They are dark green with reddish veins, and they have an acute apex and coarsely toothed margins. The leaves and stems are usually slightly fuzzy. The flowers are purple, 6 to 8 millimeters long, with a four-lobed corolla about 5 millimeters diameter. They are produced in whorls, verticillators, around the stem, forming thick, blunt spikes. The flowering season lasts from mid to late summer. The chromosome number is variable, with two N counts of 66, 72, 84, and 120 recorded. Peppermint is a fast-growing plant. Once it sprouts, it spreads very quickly. Peppermint typically occurs in moist habitats, including stream sides and drainage ditches. Being a hybrid, it is usually sterile, producing no seeds and reproducing only vegetatively, spreading by its runners. If placed, it can grow almost anywhere. Outside of its native range, areas where peppermint was formerly grown for oil often have an abundance of feral plants, and it is considered invasive in Australia, the Galapagos Islands, New Zealand, and the United States in the Great Lakes region, noted since 1843. When we return, we'll explore the natural habitats where peppermint can be found. Peppermint generally grows best in moist, shaded locations and expands by underground rhizomes. Young shoots are taken from old stalks and dibbled into the ground about 1.5 feet apart. They grow quickly and cover the ground with runners if it is permanently moist. For the home gardener, it is often grown in containers to restrict rapid spreading. It grows best with a good water supply, without being waterlogged, and planted in areas with part sun to shade. The leaves and flowering tops are used, they are collected as soon as the flowers open and can be dried. The wild form of the plant is less suitable for this purpose, with cultivated plants having been selected for more and better oil content. They may be allowed to lie and wilt a little before distillation, or they may be taken directly to the still. Verticillium wilt is a significant constraint in peppermint cultivation. Todd's Mitcham, Refined Murray, Robert's Mitcham, and a few other cultivars have some degree of resistance. In 2014, the world production of peppermint was 92,296 tons, led by Morocco with 92% of the world total reported by FAO-STAT of the United Nations. Argentina accounted for 8% of the world's total. In the United States, Oregon and Washington produce most of the country's peppermint, the leaves processed for the essential oil to produce flavorings mainly for chewing gum and toothpaste. Peppermint has a high menthol content. The essential oil also contains menthon and carboxyl esters, particularly menthyl acetate. Dried peppermint typically has 0.3 to 0.4% of volatile oil containing menthol, 7 to 48%, menthon, 20 to 46%, menthyl acetate, 3 to 10%, menthofuran, 1 to 17%, and 1,8-cineal, 3 to 6%. Peppermint oil also contains small amounts of many additional compounds, including limonene, pelargon, caryophyllene, and pinene. Peppermint contains terpenoids and flavonoids such as eriocitrin, hesperidin, and chemphorol-7-O-rutinoside. Peppermint oil has a high concentration of natural pesticides, mainly pelargon, found mainly in Mentha arvensis var. Piperacillin's cornmint, field mint, Japanese mint, and to a lesser extent, 6,530 parts per million, in Mentha times piperita subsp. Noto, and menthon. It is known to repel some pest insects, including mosquitoes, and has uses in organic gardening. It is also widely used to repel rodents. The chemical composition of the essential oil from peppermint, Mentha times piperita L, was analyzed by G.C. Fid and G.C. Mis. The main constituents were menthol, 40.7%, and menthon, 23.4%. Further components were menthyl acetate, cineol, limonene, beta-pinene, and beta-caryophyllene. Peppermint oil is under preliminary research for its potential as a short-term treatment for irritable bowel syndrome, and has supposed uses in traditional medicine for minor ailments. Peppermint oil and leaves have a cooling effect when used topically for muscle pain, nerve pain, relief from itching, or as a fragrance. High oral doses of peppermint oil, 500 mg, can cause mucosal irritation and mimic heartburn. Peppermint roots bioaccumulate radium, and so the plant may be effective for phytoremediation of radioactively contaminated soil. Fresh or dried peppermint leaves are often used alone in peppermint tea or other herbs in herbal teas, tisanes, infusions. Peppermint is used for flavoring ice cream, candy, fruit preserves, alcoholic beverages, chewing gum, toothpaste, and some shampoos, soaps, and skin care products. Menthol activates cold-sensitive TRPM8 receptors in the skin and mucosal tissues and is the primary source of the cooling sensation that follows the topical application of peppermint oil. Peppermint oil is also used in construction and plumbing to test for the tightness of pipes and disclose leaks by its odor. The US Food and Drug Administration has not approved the medicinal use of peppermint as effective or safe, with caution that the concentration of the peppermint constituent pelargon should not exceed more than 1%, 140 milligrams. Peppermint preparations are considered safe by the European Medicines Agency when used in topical formulations for adult subjects. Diluted peppermint essential oil is safe for oral intake when only a few drops are used. Although peppermint is commonly available as a herbal supplement, there are no established, consistent manufacturing standards for it, and some peppermint products may be contaminated with toxic metals or other substituted compounds. Skin rashes, irritation, or an allergic reaction may result from applying peppermint oil to the skin, and its use on the face or chest of young children may cause side effects if the oil menthol is inhaled. A common side effect of oral intake of peppermint oil or capsules is heartburn. Oral use of peppermint products may have adverse effects when used with iron supplements, cyclosporin, medicines for heart conditions or high blood pressure, or medicines to decrease stomach acid. A liqueur is an alcoholic drink composed of distilled spirits and additional flavorings, such as sugar, fruits, herbs, and spices. Often served with or after dessert, they are typically heavily sweetened and unaged beyond a resting period during production, when necessary, for their flavors to mingle. Liqueurs are historical descendants of herbal medicines. They were made in Italy as early as the 13th century, often prepared by monks, for example, Chartreuse. Today they are produced the world over, commonly served neat, over ice, with coffee, in cocktails, and used in cooking. The French word liqueur is derived from the Latin liquefacere, which means to dissolve. In some parts of the United States and Canada, liqueurs may be referred to as cordials or schnapps. This can cause confusion, as in the United Kingdom, a cordial would refer to a non-alcoholic concentrated fruit syrup, typically diluted to taste and consumed as a non-carbonated soft drink. On the other hand, schnapps can refer to any distilled beverage in Germany and aquavit in Scandinavian countries. In the United States and Canada, where spirits are often called liquor, there is often confusion discerning between liqueurs and liquors due to the many different types of flavored spirits that are available today, for example, flavored vodka. Liqueurs generally contain a lower alcohol content, 15 to 30% ABV, than spirits, and it has sweetener mixed, while some can have an ABV as high as 55%. Under the Food and Drug Regulations, liqueurs are produced from mixing alcohol with plant materials. These materials include juices or extracts from fruits, flowers, leaves, or other plant materials. The extracts are obtained by soaking, filtering, or softening the plant substances. A sweetening agent should be added in an amount that is at least 2.5% of the finished liqueur. The alcohol percentage shall be at least 23%. It may also contain natural or artificial flavoring and color. The European Union Directive on Spirit Drinks provides guidelines applicable to all liqueurs. As such, a liqueur must contain a minimum of 15% alcohol by volume. Contain at least 100 grams of inverted sugar per liter. be created using neutral grain alcohol and/or distillates of agricultural origin. Be flavored with natural or nature identical flavorings, and be labeled with the alcohol content, and a list of any food colorings. The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau regulates liqueurs similarly to Canada, requiring that alcohol be mixed with plant products and sweeteners be added to at least 2.5% by weight. Some liqueurs are prepared by infusing certain woods, fruits, or flowers in water or alcohol and adding sugar or other items. Others are distilled from aromatic or flavoring agents. Anise and rack liqueurs have the property of turning from transparent to cloudy when added to water. The oil of anise remains in solution in the presence of a high concentration of alcohol but coalesces when the alcohol concentration is reduced. This is known as the ouzo effect. Liqueurs are sometimes mixed into cocktails to provide flavor. Layered drinks are made by floating different colored liqueurs in separate layers. Each liqueur is poured slowly into a glass over the back of a spoon or down a glass rod so that the liquids of different densities remain unmixed, creating a striped effect. Brown bread is bread made with significant amounts of whole grain flour, usually wheat, and sometimes dark-colored ingredients, such as molasses or coffee. In Canada, Ireland, and South Africa, it is whole wheat bread. In the Maritimes and New England, it is bread made with molasses. In some regions of the US, brown bread is called wheat bread to complement white bread. Whole wheat flours that contain raw wheat germ, instead of toasted germ, have higher glutathione levels and thus result in lower loaf volumes. In Ireland, during the famine, before 1848, brown bread was handed out to the poor. In England, brown bread was made from brown meals. Around and before the year 1845, the brown meal was considered a less desirable grain product and was priced accordingly. However, by 1865, due to the recently discovered health benefits of bran, brown meal's London price had increased to a point often more significant than a fine flour. Historically, the brown meal remained after about 90% of the course, outer bran and 74% of pure endosperm or fine flour were removed from the whole grain. Using slightly different extraction numbers, brown meal, representing 20% of the whole grain, was composed of about 15% fine bran and 85% white flour. In 1848 it was asserted grain millers knew only of bran and endosperm, but by 1912 it was more widely known that brown meal included the germ. The brown color of whole grain bread is caused by cerealine, a discovery attributed to Hippolyte Maigre-Meurice of France. Cerealine, considered by Meurice an active principle or ferment similar in action to diastase, came from the cereal layer of rectangular cells that millers considered a part of bran. Later, it was alternatively called the aleurone layer. In a statement attributed to Meurice, if the cerealine is neutralized, white bread can be made from bran containing flour. Irish wheaten bread is a form of Irish soda bread made with whole wheat flour. Borodinsky bread is a slightly sweet sourdough rye bread of Russian origin, usually flavored by caraway and coriander seeds and sweetened with molasses, which augments its already quite dark color coming from the rye flour. It is named after the Battle of Borodino, and the unsubstantiated, as it goes, legend says that it was invented by the widow of one of the Russian generals who died in that battle, though in reality, it was probably created much later, at the end of the 19th century. New England or Boston brown bread is a dark, slightly sweet steamed bread, usually sweetened with molasses, popular in New England. The moist bread is dark in color and traditionally served with baked beans and franks. Boston brown bread's color comes from a mixture of flour, usually a mix of several cornmeal, rye, whole wheat, graham flour, and sweeteners like molasses and maple syrup. Raisins are sometimes added. The batter is poured into a can and steamed in a kettle.